So, what is on your mind this wonderful November day?
I'll start, Sam, if you don't care. I mean, I think a lot of it is for us at least, it seems like we've navigated this year pretty well. We're continuing to find small kinks and inefficiencies while we're working from home, just things that we need to clean up or how we best communicate or, things where it used to be we'd walk down the hall and yell in somebody's office. It's a little bit more difficult now. And so just everything from that capacity, just trying to, tie up any loose ends. But I think that's a battle everybody's fighting. I'd say that's kind of forefront number one. And then second, Sam's got her number and she's really getting up into gear and everything. So just kind of continuing to find ways to integrate. And I can't imagine starting the program in the middle of a pandemic with all the, not just from a market perspective, but with all the restrictions that Merrill has in place right now. It's, if you don't have clients already, it's almost impossible to do business.
Yeah, we're not allowed to prospect still. It's been like that since August 1st.
What does
Or
that mean?
we're not allowed to do outbounding calls or anything. We can't reach out to anybody unless they ask us to call them and we have to document that they asked us to
Is
call them.
that because of the pandemic?
I think mostly yes. I think people were getting in trouble with click to call and not using it. And so there were a lot of issues with people outbounding. And we were getting, and Merrill was getting fined for a lot of it. So they went, I think it was August 1st or it might have been 31st. I can't remember, but they went completely shut down from prospecting unless somebody asked you to call them.
So what do you do, Tyler? What are you doing?
Well, I'm not in the program, so
It's only if you're in the program.
it's just
So the program is you've got to bring in so much assets by so much time. But you can't call?
Now they did put like a 3 month pause or something, isn't that right, Sam? On like timelines?
Yeah, they did. So if I'm in the TFA program, so I technically don't have it doesn't I don't have those numbers and goals as much as the FADPs do. But yeah, it's not affecting them for these months that you're not allowed to prospect, but you're not going to be able to get out of the program when you were supposed to.
Yeah, and they're not going to give you a economic stipend to take care of that differential, I'm sure.
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Of
course not.
Right. Well,
So trying to navigate that's been
sorry
interesting.
guys, you missed the golden age.
The Wild West.
The bad news with the golden age was you would get fired if you didn't perform. The good news was you couldn't do anything wrong. Because I would protect you.
Well, I think they're even starting. Sorry, go ahead, Rob.
Somebody complained about you were calling too much into Eli Lilly, then I would go and talk with you and say, we got to fix it. We got to figure this out. Not you can't call. We got to figure out how you can keep from getting complaints.
I think they're even starting, Rob, for like for me, they want, and I don't know if I'm going to do this. They want you to load every prospect into a system before you even call them, which is the most time-consuming thing in the world because you have to have like their address, their phone number, like you got to have all this data, and then it screens it against the do not call list. And the only way you can call, you're not even allowed to press the buttons on your phone. You have to click the phone number in the system that then routes it to your computer. And the whole point of it is so Merrill can log all these calls and they know every outbound call you're making.
So, well,
So it's getting more, it's getting very difficult.
what
I
do?
would,
You have to do that, Tyler?
they want us to do that, but they, haven't. I'm going with the strategy of ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah, I would go with the strategy of I'm doing what I feel like it. Goodbye. If you don't like it, I'm fired and I will be
Well,
happy to leave.
I've never had a complaint from cold calling. Like, people get frustrated, but if you just tell them, like, I'm sorry, like, I won't bug you again, you know, I feel like it's the people that continue to press like crazy that get the complaints.
Yeah,
there's a line there. You don't just, they say no and you hang up, but you got to be respectful.
Well, in this world, the only thing I teach is introductions anyway, so I guess I'm okay.
Yep, you're good to go.
Yep, okay. So other than the business prevention department, what else is going on?
We've just now started to get to where we're allowed to meet with clients, but very rarely. Like, we have to actually ask for approval to even meet with clients in person still. So that's another one where...
Who's your mother? who do you have to...
The good news is people want to meet in person. Yeah.
So who do you have...
I mean, she's had a few in-person client meetings already.
Who acts as mother?
We have to send it to our market exec and the regional person in Chicago.
And then, yeah.
Have to approve it.
You know what I'd do?
Go up.
I'd send them the next 2 years of appointments.
Well, they say, so their rules are the client has to request it and you cannot meet at our office or their home. And we have to give a reason why it's business critical.
And then they prefer somewhere that's practicing social distancing. So like if it's a restaurant.
So I would send them the next 2 years of appointments and say, all these clients asked to have appointments. And would you please approve the next 24 months of appointment? Just clog up the system.
It doesn't take much to clog everything up anyway. So I'm sure 3 months would clog it up. So you're right, Rob. I mean, it seems like that more, you know, there's more regulation, there's more rules, there's more.
Nobody's going to be there. You know, we used to say that this business would be so easy if we didn't have customers and FAs. I guess somebody bought into that.
A lot of people are leaving Merrill.
I mean, a lot.
It's, you know, it's scary.
Well, I mean, I would leave.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you stay? I mean, if somebody's going to treat me that awful, I'd leave, because they don't do that anywhere else, right?
Well, I think it's hard from our perspective, though, because so many of our clients are so intertwined. You know, from a client's perspective, you can put on both hats. From a client's perspective, what's your benefit to moving? Because it makes no difference to you one way or another.
Yeah, I know.
So that's anyway, the hard part is, but yes.
Is anybody calling and saying, are you guys lost your minds? Are you insane?
Trent sent an email to Andy Sieg whenever they told Sam she couldn't come in the office anymore. And now she's allowed in the office.
So they told me I could go in the office and then told me I couldn't. And then they told me I can't again.
So what did Andy Sieg say? Or did Trent get permission to do something or nothing happened?
He sent the email and then all of a sudden we got approval. We never heard from Andy. It just
magically happened. What? For what?
For Sam to work in the office with her mom, with Kim.
I'm sorry. My poor company, it's lost its way. Stock, it's the only stock in the whole world that hasn't gone up. No wonder. Anyway,
we don't mean to just complain, but that, you know, that's kind of what
the alumni would really go crazy if they knew this stuff was going on, because you guys protect us from any of that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's too bad. It's pathetic. They'll wake up and all of a sudden there'll be a tiny little company and people will be like, what happened to GE? You know,
yeah,
used to be Merrill Lynch. What is it now? Nothing. Zero. Congratulations. Anyway, we don't, as clients, we don't notice. So that's good. You're protecting us from the garbage. But I do notice I get lots of emails and things, and news things that Jim Dixon's just killing it over there.
Well, they sold to that European firm or something. I don't understand how all that works.
They bought like 49% interest in it, which is a way of getting a bunch of money. $50 million, I think it was.
Yeah.
So it's an infusion to capital in order to buy more teams.
So the capital is not going to anybody that's an advisor there, you don't think?
No. It's just it's capital infusion to buy more teams so they can grow. That's all. Yeah. It's not enough money. It sounds like a lot, but it's not really.
No, I think it was like $1 million a percent, basically, is what they priced it out at. I think they sold like 45% for 45 or 50 million.
Yeah. So what are other teams doing that's working? That's what everybody asked me. What are other teams doing that's working? I said, everything. Everything is working now. This is the greatest time to prospect in the history of man. In the greatest stock market we've ever had, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you guys are tied down like, who was that giant that they tied down with all the strings and things? Gallagher.
I know who you're talking about. I don't
know. Why can't I think of it?
Gilligan, not Gilligan.
I'm sure it's in one of those
Lilliputians. You guys remember the Lilliputians? Yeah. You guys are all strapped down on the beach.
Yep.
You can't work. everything. I mean, the mastermind groups are going great. Networking is going great because everybody can Zoom and you can mastermind and you can talk from anywhere and go anywhere. And I mean, I'm going to have a series of webinars, you know, in Brazil. I mean, I'm going to be here, but they're going to be in Brazil. And, you know, I can talk to them just as easy as I'm talking to you. The sound is just as good. Everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I'm putting together some committees for a project I'm working on, and people are like, sure, yeah, I'll do it. You know, because it's so easy. As long as you keep it short, they're willing to do it. And you could never do this. I could never pull together these people from all over the world into a committee to work on a project. It's shocking for me how easy it is. And so I'm willing to do it if it's that easy. Uh-huh. If I actually had to travel somewhere and do this, I'd never do it. I literally would never do it. So I think you're going to see productivity increases that are amazing and skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, profitability is going to be through the roof because people, they're making the same amount of money or more money and have a third less employees, and they're not going to bring them back. So everybody thinks these companies are way overvalued. I don't think so. I think they're just getting started.
You don't have to pay for travel.
That part of it's shocking, you know, for me. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And you can get, you know, you can get on boards of charitable organizations and never leave your house. Mm. Right? I mean, you can't have golf tournaments, but you can have you can have board meetings. So, yeah, I think it's I think they're missing the boat. I think it's the greatest time ever to prospect centers of influence and develop those and network. And I just got off the phone with a guy, he's really an interesting guy. He wants to hire me to help him wordsmith everything he's doing, you know, making sure he's got the right words. And then he wanted his team to, he's worried that they're not talking properly to the clients. So I said, put them through the Ritz-Carlton program or the Disney program, where they really talk about hospitality and making mm-hmm. sure that you script everything and every client is a guest and rather than a client or a customer. So I think you can, you know, and you can, I'm sure they're Disney and Ritz-Carlton are still having those courses. You don't have to go there. You know, mm-hmm. you used to have to go. Now you can just do it on Zoom. And you can train your whole team. So I think it's good. So are you playing golf, Tyler? Are you done?
I haven't played golf much this year. That's something I need to do better, for sure.
One of the things that I think you need to do is you guys have got to set very specific goals, and then you got to have an accountability coach for those goals. Mm-hmm. So you need to have a marketing goal, and then you have to have a revenue goal, which you do, I'm sure, and you probably have your accountability coaches. But if you don't, that's what you need. So, Tyler, how's your pipeline?
It's good. Just keep moving it on. That's, you know, that's always the thing. I was fortunate enough to it was actually one of Trent's clients that is a family office. I started helping out with them on the day-to-day, and we started really getting a lot of traction just from the service level they were getting. And so now we've got, you know, all the executives from the company.
Come and meet a couple of my friends.
Hi, Juliet.
How's Florida?
And Tyler. So she's a good golfer now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, good swimmer, good golfer. Now a good fisherman. We just learned fishing yesterday.
That's cool.
Fun. Yeah.
So are you and Bobo reading a bunch of the mythology books?
Yeah.
She's
been in class all morning. Unfortunately, she has.
Yeah.
And I saw her doing PT, right? PT in the Navy. Physical training in the Navy. PT. Right? And you were punching?
That was ninja training.
Ninja training?
Ninja training.
Ninja.
You had to move quick
because you go. You did dancing the other day, didn't we? In gym.
Is that your favorite class?
No, my favorite class is music.
Music.
And then math. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Do you sing or do you play an instrument?
I don't know. I do both.
You do. You're talented.
First grade is much more interesting than I remember it. What going on?
That's I play cool. guitar.
Yeah, she plays guitar.
No oh, way.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to get me some tea?
No.
No? Mommy's going to get me some tea. Okay.
Awesome.
So that's why I work.
That's awesome. But yeah, pipeline's good. Just trying to, you know, there's a bunch of households that we got started this year from that family office, a bunch of executives that will come in next year because they're starting to get some, they've had an unbelievable year. They're starting to get some really sizable bonuses. So that's all.
So do they do the financial planning for them and then you serve them? Is that the way it works? Uh-oh, you're breaking up.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler, we can't hear you.
So, this is for.
He's gone.
I know.
This is the bad thing about Zoom.
Am I a goner?
Yeah, we didn't hear anything you just said.
Am I back? Oh, no.
We couldn't hear anything. Now you're back.
Okay. Tara must have turned on Mickey Mouse for Parker or something. Who knows?
Try it again. Oh, no, you're gone again. All right, Samantha. So tell me what you're doing, Samantha.
Oh, he's
off. Who's been on?
We can't hear you.
Am I back?
Yeah.
You're back, but.
Okay.
As soon as you started talking, you were gone again.
We'll try again, and if this cuts out, I'll let Sam go.
Okay.
So the family office is just for the owner. So I started working with him and his accountant and really doing day-to-day service for them. And we kind of hit it out of the park with them. So they started referring us every single one of their executives. So we started doing everything for them, the financial planning, the you name it. And just independently, they started kind of – you know, navigating over.
So you work with the owner of the business who has a family office group, and why didn't the family office group just take care of him? Why do they need you?
So it's kind of I don't know if you would call it a family office. It's kind of a pseudo family office because they've got an accountant and a few other things, but we more just handle. They're so large that there's no financial planning for us to do. They've maxed out any trust planning they can do. They've maxed out the insurance amounts they can take out. So more or less, we handle the investments and just make everything as easy as we can for them.
And the accountant pays the bills and
takes care of the day to day. Yep.
And he's a nice guy, and you got a good relationship with him.
Yeah, me and the accountant hit it out of the park. Yep, he's about my age. He's got two daughters. So I mean,
it's a great, great gig for him.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm spoiled there. So that's been a nice little well we drilled.
I wonder if there are many like that. I wouldn't think there are many family office groups like that.
It's probably difficult. I think we're fortunate there because they still own the business and it's private. And so, any new executives that come in or go out are probably going to be pushed our direction, which is nice, as opposed to most family offices. Some of them are, completely sold out of the businesses that are still operating or vice versa. So we've been fortunate in that front.
And they're doing well as a private company.
Unbelievable. Yeah. They'll probably be paying $250,000 to $500,000 bonuses for first quarter.
First quarter, nice. Nice. Life is good.
Yep, everything's good on that front.
Samantha, how about you? What's going on?
I'm just working on prospecting list and so on, kind of figuring out the group of people that I'll try to prospect, not narrowing it too much, but getting a certain business. Thinking more athlete and then dentist, Andrew, with Andrew being a dentist, I've met a lot of his dental friends and they're a year out now. So kind of start prospecting them, seeing kind of building that right there. But I can't really do anything. So I'm just kind of helping the team out as much as possible and then building my list.
I would think that at this point you'd do what Tyler should be doing, which is building your mastermind group of other professionals and then creating Zoom meetings for them and sort of just brainstorming how you can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would be doing now for you. And use your alumni list but network through that. Probably the alumni would be the best thing. Everybody, and use professionals, CPAs, attorneys, and other people to create that list and then get it, and over time you'll figure out who the good ones and who are the frauds. And my guy in Louisville, he just had to kick one of his people out because he wasn't up to standard. He said, "How do I do it?" I said, "You just disband the mastermind group and then start it up again. That way you don't hurt anybody's feelings."
Yeah.
So it's never too early to start something like that. You can always, just get your networking going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that the old organization is not what it should be, but you still got a great stock market.
Mm-hmm.
We're navigating well too. I think that's where 1242 comes in huge. I think a lot of advisors right now that I talk about how much time they have and they're not doing anything. And they just have all this time because there's no, defined strategy there.
It'll be a lost year for, I mean, this guy that I'm coaching is just like you guys. How much are you up this year in terms of assets?
So we actually just hit a huge long goal for us. We are over $1 billion now in assets.
A billion. Wonderful.
Yep.
So how much how much came in this year?
61 million.
That's
great. Yeah, 62.
So the NCAA is going to have their talks with, are going to have their tournament in Indianapolis. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that. When did they announce that?
It's just NCAA and talks to hold championship in Indianapolis.
I'm not going to complain about that.
No, yeah. That'd be a nice infusion. They just, I don't know if they'll be have anybody go, but.
Well, they probably hold it at Lucas Oil and then just hold, 20,000 or something and spread everybody out.
Right.
But, Rob, one thing too that we actually talked about briefly on a team meeting, and I don't know what your thoughts would be, but I'm wondering if next year, if we could move to quarterly calls, because sure. I feel like we would get a lot out of it if all four of us are on the call. And it seems like when we do month to month, it's hit or miss. And, sometimes you'll get Kim, sometimes you get me, Sam.
I'd say it's more miss than hit.
Yeah. Yep. But I think if we did quarterly, we could just make a point. Okay, everybody's clearing out their calendar. There's no conflicts and we're making it.
That would be great. And until you got, particularly Samantha can do more, there's really not a lot to talk about. I mean, it's Tyler, you're pretty much in a groove and you're hitting your stride. But, you and I have talked a lot about different strategies, but I think as a team, it'd be a great idea. Team dynamics are interesting. There's always the things we don't talk about that are going on that sometimes are important. So, yeah, I think that'd be terrific. I'd love that. Anything to make it work better is what I'm all in favor of that.
I just think, especially who knows how long we're going to be in the work from home deal. I mean, we're starting to hear March to June now.
Basically, everything's gone. Yeah. I mean, we're right there in terms of getting the vaccine, but that's just the beginning, getting it out and getting any impact on it. I mean, a lot of people have, too many people have gotten it, but in terms of solving the problem, maybe 10% need to get the vaccine, and then we get, 20-30% that have, they've had the disease, and now we give 20-30% that have the vaccine, then we get to herd immunity. You don't get to herd immunity with 100%. You get to herd immunity about 50%. And then the disease dies because it doesn't really have that many people it can go to. So we'll never have 100% of the people needing to get the vaccine. So when they say they need 300 million doses, no, they really don't. They need about 150 million plus, if 10% have already got, if 30 million have gotten the disease already, what's the number now? It's about 11 million.
Of people that have been infected?
Yeah, I think there's about 11 million of them already.
I got so sick of looking at the numbers.
I get an email every day.
Yeah, but if we get it up to 30 million and then we have another 30 million sounds like a lot of people, but it's only 10%. See, so you got to get to about 50%. So you got to get 40 million. You got to get a lot of people.
I read that they're looking at 65% is how many they want to take the vaccine to get herd immunity. And right now I think 60% of people said they would take it. So they're close from just
that already got the disease. So 10% get the disease. We don't have 10% now. We probably have 3, 4, 5% of the disease.
Yeah.
So everybody thinks it's so horrible and 5% have gotten the disease. That's not horrible. That's the crazy thing. I don't know. I think we're going to look back on this and say, why did we go so crazy?
Propaganda, election year.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked. Had they had these two announcements, maybe October 30th, Maybe he didn't want.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? All right. Well, we had good news today and good news in the stocks. And Tyler, that little, I don't know what. I bought a company in China. Was working on the vaccine. And stock went way up.
Yeah, you bought two little Chinese stocks a while back.
Yeah, this
I can't even pronounce the names.
Right, it's like Wuxi or something like that.
Yeah, it was
Wuxi Biologics or something like that. Do you remember? Yeah.
It was something like that. I'm going to pull it up now.
Have you looked at it?
I haven't seen any bad news, so I haven't followed up on it.
Yeah, Wuxi Biologics. I think I bought it around $70. I mean, I don't remember. $30. Now it's $75. So
$75, yeah.
That a big. It's a pretty good looking chart.
Yeah. What's the other one? There were two of them in there. I'm trying to.
Yeah. I don't think the other one's done quite as well, but that's okay.
You got just a few companies in your portfolio, Rob. So it takes me a minute to get through them.
God. You know, I have 42 major, I have 42 positions, I think, that have more than 100 grand.
Wuxi's getting there.
Oh, Wuxi's already there. It's 112.
Is that what it is? I was just pulling it up.
112,000, yeah. I think I put 30 grand in it, or 35 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What's your target there? What's your sell discipline, Rob?
Yeah, my sell discipline is get rich.
Rob, you bought it at 16.
What?
Yep. Whoopsie. 16.27. It's at 112.15, and your gain is $88,000.
And what did I put into it? Like
30?
Yeah, that's what I put.
Not even 30, 24.
Oh, well.
Yeah, 24.419. You bought it at 16.20.
My target was 35.
You want me to put a sell limit in at 35, Rob?
No. We just make some bets and have some fun. And then hope they work out. Let them go.
Do you want to put a floor under it, though, in all seriousness?
No.
Just let it ride.
I didn't know if you wanted to put something in. What's going on.
Well, that's why I didn't know if you want to put something in at, you know, 80 or 90 bucks, or I have no idea.
No.
Just something so that if the bottom falls out, we lock in something.
If the bottom falls out of Amazon, that matters. if the bottom falls out of a stock I can't even pronounce, I don't care.
Rob. I'm trying to What's find that what other account one, Tyler? That's in even. Let's see. Wuxi's held in your MLPA account. So that's one we need to pay attention to gains on, or gift or something.
Yeah, I can't take gains because then I'd pay taxes.
Yeah, that's what I was just checking what account that is. So that might be one to that might be a Wake Forest stock right there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because that's even better than Amazon at this point.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that and the pen worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's kind of
the same thing. Well, no, it's half. Think about it. Pen went from 16 to 65, and I thought that was fabulous. This is already at 75.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I that's one I would.
But I owned enough pen that I owned enough pen that I it made a difference. You know, I could I had to pay attention to that.
Yeah. The other one I'm trying to find, Sam. Sorry, I wasn't ignoring you.
No, it's okay. I was just wondering.
Our IPOs haven't done bad, Rob, but they haven't really taken off quite yet, have they?
No, they haven't done much. That's okay.
just looking for a company that I can't pronounce, and then I'll know I'm there.
I can find it probably faster than you.
I bet you can.
I think I actually list them by Chinese companies. Maybe not. That's okay, Tyler. I'm not worried.
It wasn't Wix. No, not Wix. I think that's a manager.
Yeah, that was a manager. How about
maybe AIA Group? Is that it?
No, I don't think so.
Asahi, there it is. Asahi Kasai. That hasn't gone anywhere. You put $4,500 into it and it's worth $4,600. You're up $76.
Yeah, we had a bunch we were looking at, but I only pulled the trigger on a couple.
Mm-hmm. There's, yeah.
Abbott's worked out really well.
Yeah, they've done great.
Even AbbVie.
AbbVie, Amgen.
Oh, Palo Alto had a big day today. I think they had really good earnings. Mm-hmm. That's a good sized position.
Yep. I think you're going to continue to see some of those dividend payers really do well.
Verisk did well. Yeah, I couldn't figure out what Palo Alto was doing, but it was pretty boring there, but I think that's a breakout to a new high.
Mm-hmm.
272. All-time high, I think, is 52-week, and it ranges 275. I think that's a new high. That's a new high. Go there for it.
Well, I'll talk to Kim about that Wooksy.
New track record for you indie fans.
Oh, Rob, what are we going to do with you?
Have fun, guys. That's what life is all about. Have the most fun of anybody.
I love it.
That's who wins, you know, the person that has the most fun. And every day you can actually claim that trophy every single day.
Life lessons from Bobo.
See you.
All right, Rob. Talk to you later.